Good morning, Polk County, the great free state of Florida, and Alligator Alcatraz. Hope everybody's doing right today, man. Today's Friday, and yep, I am. But anyway, I gotta tell you this quick story, man. I had a mole on my eye, on my eyelid. So I went to the VA and set up an appointment for them to take the mole off my eye, right? Because it was starting to bother me a little bit. So I was in the doctor's office. He was like, "Hey, man, you know, we can take that mole off, but you're a prime candidate, man, to have your eyelids tightened up because they were so droopy. It was like my eyelids were drooping down over my eye." And I was like, "Well, hell, doc, what's that going to cost me?" He said, "Well, nothing, man. It's the VA, man. We're going to do it for you, and you know, you earned it." And I was like, "Well, okay, cool. Hey, man, I'll go for it." Because they were droopy as hell. Looked like Bobby Bowden, if y'all remember who he was, you know, Florida State head coach. He had them little droopy eyebrows. But anyway, I get to the doctor on appointment day, and the anesthesiologist lady comes in. That's a big word, by the way, $1.50 word. But she comes in and she says, "All right, Cameron, we're gonna, you know, I'm going to shoot you up with this stuff, and I want you to count back from 10, and you're just going to go to sleep for a little bit." So she put it in my IV, and she said, "Okay, count back from 10. I said, 10, poof. Gone, dude. I was out, right? So I don't know how long this operation was going on for, but it must have been a while. But anyway, all of a sudden, man, I wake up. Yeah, I'm wide awake, and I'm laying on the damn table, and I hear these two women. I guess they were interns or whatever they were doing, and I could feel them tugging on my eyes, and I believe that they were stitching me up. So I didn't say shit. I just laid there perfectly still and listened. I didn't feel anything. And I'm listening to a conversation. This one chick was talking about some dude she met at this bar, and he was also a doctor, and she was getting all intimate about their what happened that night, you know. And she was telling this other girl the story, and the other girl's like, I can't wait to hear more. And I'm laying there, and finally I was like, "Hey, am I supposed to be awake?" And they were like, "Oh my God, he's awake!" And I heard the anesthesiologist again. She said, "Hit him again." And I was like, no, boom. And they hit me again. I went out. So when I woke up, however it was later, the anesthesiologist lady was there. And she's like, "Cameron, how long were you awake laying on that table?" And I said, "Hell, I don't know, at least 5 minutes." And she said, "Well, why didn't you say anything before?" I said, "Well, I was listening to that girl's conversation about this dude she met and telling all this hot, steamy story. And I was just curious to know. I didn't want you to put me back to sleep because I was curious to know if she got any dick that night or I wanted to hear the rest of the story." And she just looked at me and said, you're crazy. And I was like, "Well, can't help it, man. This is the way I am." But I didn't feel shit. But anyway, they operated on my eyes and my eyelids ain't drooping no more and feel good. I wished I could hear the rest of the story. So if you were the doctor working on me that day, the woman, and you're telling the story, please contact me and tell me how the story ended, because I'm just dying to know, man. But anyway, y'all have a wonderful day, man. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Have a safe weekend. Y'all be cool. I'll talk to y'all later. See ya.